Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. The Lord's Prayer talks about our everyday life, and here it faces up to the horrible but undeniable fact that sin forms a big part of our lives. And here's the good news. Through our faith in Jesus, sin is no longer an overwhelming problem. Before we met Jesus, sin defeated us, but now, through his death on the cross, we can claim God's forgiveness. We no longer need to trudge through life with the burden of our sins and failures. If we own up to our sins, God is willing to set us free from their consequences so that we can be fully alive. God's forgiveness is a wonderful gift, but if we're willing to receive it, it places a huge responsibility on us. We have to share it. Day by day, we need to be ready to pass it on when people offend us or deliberately trip us up. This is the tough bit. When we're deliberately wronged, everything in us cries out for justice, if not retribution. We want the perpetrator to be punished. But the Lord's Prayer reminds us that just as we have received forgiveness as a free and totally undeserved gift, so now we need to pass it on to others. In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis wisely commented, "Everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive." Forgiving others rarely involves words. Forgiveness is something that happens in our hearts and expresses itself in our attitudes and actions. When someone has wronged us, our forgiveness will be shown in the kind and thoughtful way that we respond to them when we meet next. Our loving words will show that we've truly forgiven them and moved on. There's nothing easy about forgiveness. It wasn't easy for Jesus, and it won't be for us. But it's the way of liberation. It's the way to find life in all its fullness. So let me ask you a question. What's been your own experience of forgiving others? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, give us strength to pass on your forgiveness to others. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.